such a late stage?
I've really no idea. I think over the years I perhaps have had a very slight stammer, but it's just since Christmas time really. I've become concerned about it. In fact, I've become quite preoccupied with it really, I suppose you'd say. To an extent where I seem to be thinking about, well, at the moment I feel quite relaxed because I'm with near it at the moment. But no. But I find at times I tend to become so preoccupied with it that I can't think of anything else but my stammer. This has happened over the last couple of weeks, sorry, last couple of months. And I tend to get, it's as though I'm going around in circles trying to work out what to do. I'm thinking about the next conversation I'm going to make. I don't know, is this the kind of thing you're after?
Yes, I mean,
Yeah?
because usually, I mean, you're the first man I've ever seen, man, woman, stutter. Started stuttering in age of 24.
Well, as I say, I think I've probably had a mild stutter before, but it's never bothered me. You know, I'll just get on with things. The only thing I remember at school was when I was about 8 or 9, when I was at junior school, my teacher at that time, she told me to slow down. She said I gabbled on quite a lot. She said, "Slow down, slow down." And in fact, I think I'm speaking more deliberately and slowly at the moment, but in general, I tend to speak quite quickly, apparently. I mean, it doesn't seem quick to me. At the moment, this seems quite slow. I'd probably speak more quickly than this, but I'm perhaps taking time to consider what I'm saying at the moment.
And people usually in your life, you had a lot of friends telling you to slow down, and
No, never. No one's ever told me to slow
maybe they
down.
found difficulties in understanding you.
I don't know. I mean, I know myself. I need one then. I know myself when I'm stammering, and it's very embarrassing. It's acutely embarrassing. That's what it is. When I can't say something, fairly simple, after I put in the questionnaire. I can't think what's brought it on. I've been working in an open plan office for about almost a year now. And personally, I mean, when I've studied in the past, I'm the sort of person who prefers to, if I was doing some work, for example, writing an essay or whatever, I'd need complete quiet, something like this place we're in at the moment. You know, I mean, there's some people apparently who can work, with Radio 1 on, with the top 20 or cassette music, but I like quiet, so I thought that might, be a that that might not be an ideal situation to work in. And anyway, since about Christmas time, or just before Christmas, I've been noticeably stammering on the phone. It's funny this because last year I was the fixture secretary of the local cricket club, so from about January to March time I'd be on the phone every night fixing up cricket matches, so I used to quite enjoy it. But I've developed a kind of a dread of using the phone, which is particularly severe at work. Perhaps it's because I'm in a wide open environment with plenty of people around. This is something I put in the questionnaire. You say, when are you most, and I'm mixing about a bit here, when am I my most fluent or whatever, and that is in a one-to-one situation as we are now, one-to-one with anybody, and particularly I sort of I think it's no observers either. If you and I were sitting in a room and there were people around, perhaps in a pub or something, then I'd be less fluent then. Okay, sorry. Where was I?
If you were standing with the observers
Yes, well, that's what I'm saying. That would be a less fluent situation for me. So that seems to suggest that it's perhaps some it's probably self-consciousness, I guess. I don't know.
There was a question there, how do you define your stutter? I mean, you
It's just
sometimes
there.
hear, I
Oh.
mean, is it a severe stutter or?
Oh, the very first question. The actual, well, I presume that what people hear, it's not too severe. I've heard worse severes, but it's bad for me. This is the thing. One of the problems, in fact, the real problem that worries me, it's not so much the repetition or the prolongations or whatever. It's the silent blocks that. I mean, I only we learned this terminology this week actually, because I'm quite into it now. Yeah, it's the silent blocks that. I think they're the ones that make me very apprehensive. If I. I mean, if I was, for example, just sitting in a room and I wanted to say something, if, for example, somebody on the other side of the room had made some remark and I wanted to comment about it, or. I don't know, I tend to like making quite a few comments. People have trouble shutting me up most of the time when I get going. But if I wanted to make some, you know, reply, sometimes I tend to open my mouth and nothing comes out. That's very annoying. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I put it in the questionnaire. This happened once on the phone. Excuse me. I was something to do with a badminton match. I was supposed to be playing, and then I had to ring up and cancel it. So I rang up the club captain. I spoke to his wife. She answered the phone, and I asked his name. I asked for Malcolm. And I think as I was saying it, I had a slight sort of stammer somewhere. You know, like, well, the way I tend to say, "Could I speak to?" I don't say. I mean, I can say it now, but I can't when I'm on the phone. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like, sort of, "Could I speak to Malcolm?" And it probably came out roughly right, but I imagine she would have recognised my voice.